Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quizzical. This is the podcast that has all of the questions, but history has proven, unfortunately, very few of the answers. But we'll see if we can change that today with our contestant, David O'Doherty.
Quizzical is one of the highest possible Scrabble point scoring words.
Is it?
Yeah, because it stretches. You can.
If you open on that, you've got yourself a bonus 50 as well.
And you're connecting two trebles together, so it's a treble of a treble. So you're into the hundreds. If you open them out, go off, get as drunk as you want, because you're going to win.
You travel the world for comedy a bit. Do you have like one of those travel Scrabbles? Tiny ones, little Scrabbles. They got little magnets on the back, so they work on a plane.
Karen, who am I going to play with? I tour on my own. Get out my small plastic keyboard I got for my 10th birthday and be like, do you want a game? It's fun, this, isn't it? Touring's great.
Touring is great. It's back. You are here in Melbourne.
I know, and I'm literally doing any podcast that anyone asks me just for the company more than anything.
It is a smaller touring party in Melbourne this year. There's fewer people who are here.
Yes. So
you have to take the weight of, you know, the internationals in Australia this year.
So the day before yesterday, I went for lunch with some Australians and the server was like, can I see your vaccine pass? And I found it on my phone and I did the thing where you hold it out and she looks at it weird. And I'm like, it's the EU vaccine pass. As in, like, we're not all Australian anymore. It's not like when you were all locked in together. And she still looks confused. And I'm like, I'm from Europe. I said that quite pompously. And then she's like, so I just turn it around to like zoom in on the important bit.
Yeah.
And somehow in turning it around, I've moved it to the next photograph. And it's just a photograph of a beret that I've taken.
So you've said I'm from Europe and then shown someone a photo of a beret.
A yellow beret at that as well, yeah. And then just tried to speak down to her because I'm European. This is how we do it, darling.
We're here to do a quiz today. We've got 10 questions here, but you're not on your own. You have a brains trust.
Brilliant.
To assist with each question, to pitch in with what they think the answer might be. And let's meet them now. Have you been to all the big things in Australia when you've been touring? Have you seen all like the big koala, the big banana, the big prawn?
I've seen some of them. I saw the big opera house and the big bridge. The big bridge.
What did you think? Did you like them?
Yeah, I did like them. I did the Melbourne Road Show many years ago. So
it's a big road show or a little road show?
It's small, but it takes ages to get around.
Yeah.
And I went to Big Orange. That was the big orange. Remember then. Yeah.
In orange. I think the reason that our guest here has such interest is that they make big things. It's a big hello to Monique.
Oh, big hello. Thank you very much. Bonjour. Yes. That is French for thank you for having me. I made all these big things. I made the opera house. They said, Monique, could you make this thing? And I said, I will, but not the way you want. Big. I make the Eiffel Tower. Uh-huh. Wow. I made a big crepe.
Yeah.
Huge.
And so what is it about big things that you love so much?
What is it not to love about big things?
It's a practice in scale, your art, I guess.
It is just... The French word for big is gross, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it is not gross, it's beautiful. Being a big person myself, I just want everything to be big so everyone can see it. I am so... How do you pick
7 foot two.
That is exactly right. How did you do that, Caron?
I just have the skills, yeah.
You have the skills. You've got big eyes.
Yeah.
And I like them.
So Monique is here, David, to help you today.
Yeah, I never knew the French word for big was gross. I thought that was the German word for big.
Listen, I don't know. I had looked it up on a small screen, so I'm very mad about it.
Obviously, if we have questions about big things, we're covered. But also on the Brains Trust today, a maker of small things.
Oh, wow.
It's a small hello to Becky.
Yeah, well, you can still do a big hello to me because I still believe in equality amongst guests. But thanks for having me. I am really excited to be here to really represent that classic English-French rivalry that we all know is steeped in scale of items.
Why have a cottage when you could have the Arc de Triomphe, is all I'm wondering.
Okay, well, have you ever seen a tiny remote? Mate.
It's amazing to have two artists working at the same time in such opposite fields. Often the art world, you know, when Impressionist happened, everyone sort of became Impressionist. But to have two artists working in the complete opposite ends of the scale, do you know each other's work? Do you hate each other's work?
Yeah, I'm familiar.
It's because mine is very big. It's hard to miss.
But I'll just say
hers,
this.
I don't know.
I'll say this. Bigger isn't always better. I'll say that. Wow. Yeah. Well, okay. Have you ever, what's a small thing that you don't want big? You ever seen a tick? A big tick?
You did a good job, that kind of thing.
But the insects, you know, you don't want them. That'll kill you.
No, all right.
Wow, this is a real channel tunnel of anger between them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's a frisson.
It's a frisson, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know.
The gross frisson. Gross in the Irish
big.
Sense. No, in the Irish sense.
Yeah,
it's absolutely disgusting. Yeah.
I see. That's okay.
So Monique and Becky are here to help you out with the quiz today.
Yep.
We're going to be really helpful.
Feeling confident?
I really think we should be able to get through some questions.
Yeah. Question number one. If only we had an Australian. Is the Senate the upper or lower house of the Australian Parliament? The upper or the lower house of the Australian Parliament?
I mean, I'm presuming...
Parliament?
We're following the classic Greek model here with the... How do you guys feel about Greece?
Yeah, I mean, they're famous for, like, grandiose big things, so not sure if
but
I'm like...
There's a lot of small islands off Greece then as
true.
Well. So
yeah.
You've got the Acropolis on the one hand, and then on the other hand...
Are you behind the tiny islands?
Yeah, I am, actually. Yeah. It's not about... The size is about how many of
it's
them.
It's about
there
if
are.
You have lost together, then that's a big lot of islands.
Okay,
so I agree.
Well, yeah.
Becky, are you related to Kate? What was her name?
Moss. She's tiny.
No, not Kate Moss. Who had the song "You're Bitter"? Do you remember that song from about 2011?
Oh.
Yeah, it was like she was English. She was called Kate.
There's a lot of English Kates.
There's quite a few. Sorry, I'm not narrowing it down. What's her name?
What does she sing?
You're a DJ. my fingertips are holding on to the cracks of our foundation.
She was in Glow. Oh, no.
What's
excuse
that?
Me, well, I got carried away. She was in Glow. Glow?
Text in, listeners.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think you should pick upper house because upper is bigger.
Yeah,
so.
Well, what do you think, Becky?
Okay.
Honestly, my knowledge of Australian politics should be stronger as someone...
Go on,
it's a small time.
Going,
who,
yeah, small time, you know, compared to like the big stuff. Like, there's not that. It's a smaller scale.
Nash.
But I feel like... You might actually know the answer.
Kate Nash.
Sorry, I just remembered Kate Nash.
Yeah. She probably
you big fan?
Know.
Big fan. Yeah. Yes, and I like other big fans. Because they're big.
Okay, in France, she was called Cape Ganache. Like the dessert.
So delicious.
This is the upper house.
It's the upper house.
Yeah.
No, no, we definitely, because in Ireland, it's called the Seanad, which is the Irish word for Senate.
So oh,
we
there you go.
Do you want us to get to the answers quicker?
No, no, that's fine. No, no, we do have 10 to get through and yeah. No, we're all busy.
How long can a podcast be?
Question two.
That old question.
Misogyny. Misogyny.
What? What's my
misogyny. Misogyny.
My primary school teacher.
Yeah. Is a hatred or opposition to, multiple choice for you, women, okay. Mankind, or marriage? Oh. Misogyny, so G-A-M-Y, is a hatred of opposition.
You weren't misreading it there.
No, no, no. I've
we
got
all
it
thought
right.
You were so stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you a misogynist then?
So misogyny.
Oh, that's a question.
And the options are?
Women.
Yeah.
No. Mankind.
Mankind.
Yes. Or marriage.
Can I clarify, is mankind a wrestler? Or is it... The general mankind, because he's bigger, you know.
He is.
So
big.
I like that him. Is. I met him.
I mean, so it's. I'm gonna say it's misandry would be mankind.
Well, that's is that mankind or is that man?
No, that's man.
That's man. So really, we are deciding between mankind or marriage.
Yeah.
Monique, have you participated in the establishment of marriage? I see you've got a ring there.
Yes, I have had many beautiful weddings. I keep getting doing them over and over again because it's the biggest day of your life. So why not have multiple?
As a seven-foot-two
European there, yeah. In that one.
I was just remembering my old husband.
Yeah. It must be, you know, as a seven-foot-two woman.
Is it hard?
Were all your marriages to also big men?
Yes, I love it when the basketball comes to town. I love big men. I love, but mostly my heart belongs to Tom Hanks because he was big.
Oh, in the film Big. Yeah. In the film Big.
So that is where my true heart lies. That's it's all meaning of the word.
So you're obviously a fan of marriage. So you wouldn't think of yourself as misogynist if that's what. This was about.
This is correct.
Hey, so I've just had an idea, which is so bigamy is you just reminded me of that is when you're married to more than one person. So it's got me at the end of it. Then
that's right. Yes. I think it's the marriage.
So there. So Becky, how do you feel?
You think
about
it's the marriage?
I do think it's a marriage one.
Do you want to put marriage?
We're going to say marriage.
I'll lock in marriage. Question number three: the unit for measuring electric current is named after which Frenchman? Becky.
Oh, me. You asked me, the British one.
I thought we'd start with you.
Yeah.
The unit for measuring electric current is named after which Frenchman?
Oh, well, I'm going to go with the smallest current I can think of, which is a black current.
You think there's a Frenchman called Black Current?
Yeah, Jacques Black Current. Yeah. And I feel like that's probably... You know, I don't really use that much electricity. A lot of my small devices, kind of the power, they power themselves, you know. Yeah.
Like scissors and things like that.
Yeah, scissors is good. Tiny scissors. Kind of anything that can be adjusted from like the slightest change in air pressure. So like anything with a small sail on it or like, you know, anything like that.
Those tiny boats.
Tiny boats.
Like on the lake.
Bits of
fluff. Tiny boats on the lake.
Yeah, so, you know.
A big lake.
You're right. Maybe we should... speak to the fellow countrymen of this person.
The answer is Valjeans.
Valjeans?
Valjeans, that's the big Frenchman.
From Les Miserables.
No, from, is it?
Valjean?
Like is in Jean Valjean. Valjean.
Yeah.
I don't have a real answer for this one. Yeah, you're on your own, Irishman.
I think it's probably Volts.
Voltaire.
Volts.
Interesting. Yeah.
Oh,
it's
a playwright.
Yeah.
He was not very big, so I don't know him.
I mean, there's a few options. There's Hertz. What are the other?
Amps.
Amps.
Watts.
Yeah, Watts.
He's just saying things about electricity.
Yeah. I think it's Volt. I think it's Volt.
You reckon Volt. So a Frenchman named Volt.
Yeah.
Jean Valjean.
I'm really no help here.
Do you want to throw a French first name in there as well? Or just leave it at Volt and hope for the best?
We'll go Casper. That's not really a French name, but...
That's fine.
It's a great ghost.
I like it as a name.
Yeah.
He is a great ghost.
I'll put Casper Volt.
It was a big swing, so I love it.
Question number four. Arise Australia 108 is the tallest building in which Australian capital city? Arise Australia 108 is the tallest building in which Australian capital
city? It sounds like a commercial radio station.
Arise Australia. It sounds like during an election campaign.
Becky, have you ever been to Australia?
I have not. I've been to Melbourne.
Yeah. So yes.
Becky, you're joining us from Dagenham on Skype now, but yeah. I've been to Melbourne as well. I'm actually in Melbourne now. I don't know if you know where I am. I'm pretty sure it's not the tallest building in Melbourne because I would have heard of it.
Yeah.
Someone would have gone, I'll meet you at Arise Australia 108.
Because do you meet people often in tall buildings?
If you are wise, yes.
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 I mean,
you can
Monique,
see them. If you get lost, you say, I mean, he's a tall one.
Well, you might have a perspective on this. Have you been to Australia?
I love a big perspective. It's to do with seeing. I have been to Australia. I made the big koala, the big banana, as you said.
You made them
banana.
Well, this is actually the tallest building. So.
Yeah, so did you make this one?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I know so exactly what it is.
I can't believe you didn't jump in with that to begin with.
What province is
I know,
it in?
Well, sorry, I do you know what? I think it is good for you to challenge your minds and get big brains, which I love.
Well, so, now that we've done that, let me ask the question. Monique, where is Arise Australia 108?
I know exactly where.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, that's why I'm asking. So, Monique, where is Arise Australia 108?
You can just say it out loud.
Yes, I can. The thing is, this reminds me, if I may talk
sorry,
about my
not,
childhood.
So, no, you can't Google it.
You can't Google it.
But nice to think that you'd sort of get that bias there.
So obviously,
there was a podcast.
You just pulled it out.
Did not know my fellow think tank would dump me in.
You know where it is, so just confidently say, where is Arise Australia?
It's probably not
Australia.
It's probably not in Darwin or Alice Springs.
We don't need to do the logic, though, because we have the person who built
it. He made the building.
So.
Oh, that's just say Canberra. And if, there you go. Is that the one?
No tall buildings in Canberra, though.
Famously flat buildings.
Why would you pick Canberra?
It was missing from the list earlier, and I thought maybe it was a red herring.
I'm not even from here, and I know there's no tall buildings in Canberra.
Listen, ideally in big things, right? It's like big ideas, like tall. Yeah. Okay, like tall buildings. You got me. All right, I feel like
Perth.
A big fool, and that makes me feel good.
It's going to be Perth or Sydney. I'll say that right now.
I feel like maybe
seems
Sydney.
Like a Sydney thing. Yeah, I don't know the horse in this race anymore. I'm sorry.
Famous Sydney. French phrase there. A cheveu dans le ras, dans la tour.
Should I put Sydney?
We'll put Sydney.
I'll lock in.
Lock in Sydney.
Sydney,
please.
New South Wales.
I phoned my friends, and it turns out my friends are a bunch of absolute liabilities.
Question number 5. In which field of mathematics is a protractor used? In which field of mathematics is a protractor used? You said, as if this is right in your wheelhouse, Becky.
I said noise, because it feels like something I should know from doing maths in
circles.
High school. Pardon?
You make tiny circles.
I do, I make little circles. But, you know, again, they're not really, you can't really get a measuring device unless you make a measuring device to make something that small. Like, so you really just need a pencil, a very, very sharp pencil. So
and,
can do
and
a little.
So what, and magnifying
yes,
glass?
Yes, I do. I use magnifying equipment. It's not cheating.
I'm thinking I had a tin box.
I also had a tin box.
In it.
Tiny ruler.
Containing.
Little protractor.
Tiny ruler.
And the thing you could never get a pencil in.
The isosceles triangle. Maybe an equilateral. Maybe a compass. Maybe a protractor. So, I mean.
And what
a compass
class?
In case you got lost in.
No, the other class. Sort of, there's two sorts. The other compass is the one with the pointy one end, and you put a pencil in the other.
You can
and
draw a perfect
circumference. Is that a protractor? What am I thinking
of? You do a circle. I think.
What is a protractor?
Well, it's all in a geometry box.
Geometry.
Geometry makes sense, yeah.
Would you like to look in
well
geometry?
Monique, do you think that geometry is the answer there?
Where?
Okay.
A big yes from me.
Geometry. Question number 6. Which nonagenarian tricenarian partnership won Best Traditional Pop Vocal Album at the recent 64th Grammy Awards? Which nonagenarian tricenarian partnership won Best Traditional Pop Vocal Album?
Is that someone who is not old three times over? What is...
At the recent 64th Grammy Awards.
It definitely feels like you just made noises just then.
So
nonagenarian 90s, octogenarian 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's the first part of the question. Tricentenarian,
I'm assuming someone in their 30s teamed up with someone in their 90s and put out a pop vocal album.
So who's in their 90s?
Yes. Well,
this still singing.
Still around, yeah.
At the Grammys.
Vocals.
Mm. Is Mick Jagger, is he still?
Oh, yeah. Well, someone of that.
Was he in his 90s?
What about them?
So we need someone older than...
even older. So we're talking like jazz, older lounge than
Jagger.
Singers.
How old's Liza's... No, Liza's younger than
that. Liza's in the 90s.
I mean, I'm not sure if you saw the Oscars, but she's not... I don't think she's putting anything out.
She's not doing anything.
No, she's taking the applause these days.
I thought
days.
That might have been why she was around again, but I actually haven't seen the footage. It's not good.
Oh, she's a legend. Oh,
okay.
She's a big
has not released
star.
An album
okay.
lately.
Oh, see, okay.
The person in their 90s who I think may still be working would be Tony Bennett.
Mm. Oh, okay. That is good.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Lady Gaga. No, did
Tony
he do something?
Tony Bennett. And Lady Gaga. So it was someone in their 90s, someone in their 80s, or someone in their 90s and someone in their 30s.
Well, Tricentenarian, is that 30s?
Yes, it's got to be. So I think
I'm going to start calling myself Zed from now on.
My French friend, I think. Could we lock in Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett?
I remember her hugging him as a piano. I don't remember why.
That'll do.
I think it's because they won... best traditional pop vocal
album.
Yes. I mean, we don't know yet. We'll find out at the end. But that sounds...
I didn't realize Lady Gaga was in her 30s. I don't know why I thought she was in her 40s.
Because she's done a lot.
She's just been around for... She'd be prolific.
Because she likes...
Because
you think that we're in our 30s, why haven't we done more? Someone.
You've done so much. The Opera House, the bridge, or the
big
things.
There's always bigger things.
Yeah.
I keep losing
Arise Australia.
I
mean, that was a massive project.
Well, mine's so small, it keeps losing them. So
so many projects.
Yeah, I can't find them.
Question number 7. Anglo-Nubian, Saarinen, and...
Why do you keep using these words?
British. And British Alpine. Are all breeds of what animal? Anglo-Nubian, Saarinen, Saanen, and British Alpine are all breeds of what animal?
Something like bulldog. Like, I'm trying to think of a British
thing. Like maybe a fox for some reason. I'm thinking fox.
Well, I think British Alpine might be a clue. It obviously lives up in the mountains.
I don't know how many types of bears there are.
Britain.
In Britain, no, okay.
I bet you it's something annoying like a horse or something.
Oh, yeah.
Horses are annoying.
Have you ever... Okay, well, you clearly don't spend a lot of time talking to them, okay?
Do you talk to horses or ponies?
I have a strong word with the horses to stay away from the ponies. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm saying, hey, guess what?
Why are there other smaller versions of animals? Like, have you thought
really
about working
hard to
on
make.
That?
Really, really hard to make, Kyron. Yeah. You got to get the lighting right. You got to get the mood. I'm out of candles every other day, you know.
So how do you need lighting and candles? What are you doing to make the smaller animals?
To make it the vibe
she's talking
sexy.
About she's talking about the model animal, not the real animal. Is that right?
No, I'm talking about breeding them.
Oh, breeding.
So
okay,
you find maybe a small mother and a father. You create a sexy Atmos with the candles.
Yeah.
Then you send them to
100%.
Bonesville.
How do you breed animals? Is that not right?
Leave them in a field, I think.
Okay, well, try if you want effective breeding.
Candles and music.
I've seen it at the zoo sometimes. You look into an enclosure and there's like a string quartet playing. I never understood it.
No, you know, it's actually scientific.
Yeah, it is.
For the tortoises. You're trying to make tiny giraffes.
Exactly.
Tiny giraffes.
I mean, think about it. Imagine a tiny
giraffe.
Zoo.
No.
Imagine that.
Giraffe,
you think
British
an Anglo-Nubian giraffe, a Saarinen giraffe, and a British Alpine giraffe?
Well, giraffes are very tall. They are the best animals. So they are big. So maybe
I'm going to say maybe something like an eagle, you know, something like that probably exists on the uplands of the in Becky's homeland. There,
yes, which is I agree. You're right.
Glance out your window behind you, and maybe.
Yeah. Can you see any suns out there?
So many. Alpine.
Eagle. He said eagle. Yep.
So many alpine
Becky,
eagles.
Just put the mic just out the window there for a second. I just want to hear everyone. Who will buy this wonderful feeling? It is like Oliver. Yeah. It's really interesting.
Yeah. It's really cold out there.
I'll put eagle. Question number 8. Which country does tennis player Victoria Azarenka represent? Which country does tennis player Victoria Azarenka represent?
Tennis is too small. So, you know, it's a tiny little ball. I prefer big sports.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I mean, Becky would prefer tennis.
Yes, I actually prefer miniature table tennis.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, bedside table tennis.
Bedside table
tennis. It's it's much more interesting.
How do you play? Because often the person you're sleeping next to is on between, the other side of
It's acrobatic for sure.
Yep.
It's got a lot of little paddles that go on your fingers.
Do you have to go sort of off bedside table, onto wall, onto roof, onto wall, onto bedside table?
Yeah, a lot of cool trick shots.
Yeah, and
it's difficult because I guess it's just a different in Ireland. If you make love in a bed, it's a sexy thing.
Yeah.
But if you make love while playing bed tennis,
big fight.
It means neither of you have scored.
Yeah.
Which is also true.
And 15 then we love. All lose.
Wordplay.
Yeah, that was very that was wordplay. Yeah, very, very naughty. Sorry.
Pick a big country. Yeah.
But which country does tennis player Victoria
Azarenka represent? It's a very big world. You could be from anywhere.
As a continental European, though, I mean, I'd say it's definitely one of the, like, is it Spain, do you think? Azarenka. Azarenka. Can we
Greece
can you
or
give us a spelling of Azarenka?
Azarenka. Azarenka. Would you like it in a sentence?
Yes. Yeah.
I'll give it you in a sentence. Which country does tennis player Victoria Azarenka represent?
Oh, okay.
I mean, Victoria is. Is there any clues in that?
Sometimes I think, why are they asking the question?
Okay.
Right. So, what's happening in the world at the moment that they're asking?
Oh.
Which country does tennis player Victoria Azarenka represent?
I mean, Ukraine? A lot of tennis players are from Croatia, but there are one or two from Ukraine, certainly.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she is the big one.
Perhaps she's from Ukraine.
Pop that in.
All right, I'll put Ukraine. Question number 9. Does Thailand share a border with Vietnam? You ever been to Southeast Asia, David?
No. But I've enjoyed a lot of cuisine from there.
Mm. Ah, yeah, the Thai cuisine.
And in a way, I don't see that border because I'll just lump them all in the same plate. And
you're happy to eat Thai and Vietnamese at the same dinner?
Yeah. Definitely. Mm. Sometimes the same restaurant, even. Mm. Sometimes you'll find, in fact, a Chinese restaurant in Dublin, which is a very generic kind of thing, will just add
a
Vietnamese and Thai to the list of
That feels like regional Australia.
Yeah. I saw a pizza and burrito place recently, which I thought was an interesting combination. That was when I was in Melbourne.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was in Spain a few years ago, and there was a truck, and it said, the inventor of spaghetza, which was a spaghetti-covered pizza.
Why not?
Yeah, but I mean, when you're claiming to be the inventor of it, you're like, this is where it originated, that really popular thing you all know.
We did it. There's a sushi car wash in Coburg.
What happens
in
the sushi car wash?
You can get sushi and your car wash.
Oh, it's not sushi.
Yeah. Which I think is a great combination. It's not, car wash isn't a cuisine.
No, but it's beautiful, two cultures coming together.
Exactly.
But does Thailand share a border with Vietnam? That's the question at hand.
So,
I'm so embarrassed. I'm so obviously so global and I do not know any of these fucking questions.
I
think people travel on bikes and when they go from Australia, they go on big vacations to these countries. Yeah.
Well, Vietnam shares a large border with the South China Sea.
Yes.
And with China.
Yes.
And Cambodia.
Yes, you see, I
and
don't think...
Lao.
I'm thinking of my...
I think we're running out of space
history
here.
And I don't think at any point in the Vietnam War did anyone need to do a deal with Thailand.
No.
You know what I mean?
It feels a little bit further away.
Yeah, and because we all remember what happened there because they just pushed loads of pad Thai to the border. Mm. So they...
Couldn't get over.
They couldn't get over anyway.
Well, you always get
too
much.
Yes, they built that big wall, yeah.
Yes, I had a hand in that. You think I would remember?
How old are you?
The shrimp we had. Yeah. How old do you think I am?
No.
It is a big age.
Do you want to put no?
We will say no for that.
I'll say no. Question 10, final question. Who wrote the poems The Lady of Shalott, The Charge of the Light Brigade, and In Memoriam, A.H.H.? The Lady of Shalott, the charge of the Light Brigade and In Memoriam A.H.H.
I saw the shallot was a small onion, yeah, so that's your feel,
like
Becky.
Real tear jerkers, they do. I'm so sorry.
Don't apologise.
No, in the same breath as saying it, I think that's important.
Yeah.
So the charge of the Light Brigade.
So the poets, the poems, rather.
The Lady of Shalott.
The Lady of Shalott, the charge of the Light Brigade, and In Memoriam A.H.H. I can't say I've really read much poetry since leaving school. You know, there was a lot of Seamus Heaney, I remember, at school.
Thank you.
And then.
He's one of my characters.
Yeah. And then.
Yeah, he's the character that I do sometimes.
What a shame he couldn't be on the Brains Trust today.
It'll be raining outside and he'll just write like a 16-page poem about the sound of the rain. Rarely does he do like a big happy poem. You know, it's rarely a Heaney poem about like, I beat my highest score at Donkey Kong today. Yippee. So Charge the Light Brigade is kind of Boer War, so it's around 1890s. So it's someone who was around that period. So I think it's going to be either. So it's going to be one of the English
poets. 1890s. So that's when you would have been working on the bridge.
Yes. So I had no time for poetry. I let my lovers read it to me. But I never asked who the author was.
Yeah. So you don't remember any poets from your prime?
No, see, now I'm stuck in between trying to think of poets and also trying to think of things that are big. And my brain has just had a little break for a moment. Becky,
I wish you hadn't thrown to me. I really do. Because Becky, I don't know anything.
He's the poets of your homeland.
I find any kind of reading to be difficult with my profession.
I can tell.
Just say William Blake and be done with it.
So I think it's either Thomas Hardy or Tennyson.
Oh, okay.
That sounds right.
And so
Thomas Hardy is an actor.
Yeah. He's very handsome.
he's also moved through time. So I think we'll pop
Alfred Lord Tennyson. That's 10 questions. How do you feel you did, David?
Goodness. I think we got half of them right.
You're going for a pass.
Which is the mid. It should please both of you because it's the midpoint. It's small and big, depending on whether you see that glass as half full or half empty.
How dissatisfying.
Yeah. Or maybe a chance for us to forgive each other.
Reconcile our differences.
Working on different ends of the scale. And
this is beautiful, Becky. I think this is going to be the start of a very mid-level friendship.
We'll see what the score is.
Let's find out. Question one was, is the Senate the upper house or the lower house of the Australian Parliament?
Upper.
It is indeed the upper house.
Booyah.
Misogyny is the hatred of marriage.
A booyah.
Yeah. So we're on. Let's just cherish this moment because we're perfect.
Well, even if we tie, that's right.
Question number three was, the unit for measuring electric current is named after which Frenchman? You said Casper Volt. It was André Marie Ampère.
Ampere.
Yeah, okay. Yes,
remember
obviously.
Ampere?
Not obviously.
Yeah.
See, this is the problem.
He's big in my homeland.
You've got three nations here that have historically have been at war for most of the last 600 years.
No one to give it away.
It could kick off at any moment.
Arise Australia 108 is the tallest building in Melbourne.
No.
You see, we would have heard of that.
I knew something outstripped the Rialto. I thought it was the Eureka building or something. Yeah.
You'll use a protractor in the field of geometry. Points there. The nonagenarian tricenarian who teamed up for best traditional pop vocal album were Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga.
So we're now four and two wrong.
Four and two four wrong.
And two.
Four out of
better
six.
Better than we expected.
Yeah.
The Anglo-Nubian, Saanen and British Alpine are all breeds of goat.
Okay.
That makes so much sense.
That makes a lot more
sense.
It does
sense. Once you know it, doesn't it? Which country does tennis player Victoria Azarenka represent? Belarus. No points.
No,
there.
I don't even feel bad for that one.
No.
Wouldn't have got that one.
But Thailand and Vietnam do not share a border.
Yes.
A fifth point there. And the poet behind The Lady of Shalott, the charge of the Light Brigade, and In Memoriam A.H.H. is Alfred Lord Tennyson.
Did you do that?
Giving you
six out of ten.
Wowee.
Is that congratulations. Good? That's quite good, yeah.
Is that quite good?
Average score is four.
Oh, so that's a big score.
Yeah.
60% in school would be a... That would be an honor. Yes. Would be a very low honor.
Yeah, very low.
I'll be fair to you pretty much any time. Not that I've done this podcast before, but where I have done it before, I drag it down. So you've done very well.
Well, Becky, as a listener, thank you for coming on the show
today.
Thank
you so much for having
me. For Skyping in.
Yes. In my little shack. I wonder what that bird was. Anyway, but yeah, thank you so much for having
Might
me.
Have been a pigeon,
hit leave meeting, and then you have to hit leave meeting again just when you're trying to get out of this.
It's always a bit awkward, isn't it? Getting off the call.
Waving.
All right. See ya.
There's actually, I know you're in the UK, but the Comedy Festival is on right now. There's actually a few shows that you can stream.
Yes.
So you'll be able to come to the Comedy Festival.
Yes.
You'll just be able to stream in from
That's
overseas.
That's right. Yeah, looking forward to
any
it?
Shows that are like on the horizon that you're like, God, I'll stream that, or I wish I could, even if it wasn't streaming.
Yeah, if they were to offer a live stream, there's a duo called Annie and Lena, and I just think they are.
Have you heard of them, Monique?
You know, they haven't. I think they also have a live stream that you can download from around the world.
Oh, really? Is that right?
Yes, at stupidoldstudiospresents.com. So that you can do that, and you can see different now. It's the Queen Victoria Women's Centre, which I just love because they have a big W in there as well.
Yes, you like it.
Yeah, so you should definitely go see Annie and Lena. Yeah. The shop has a big W.
Yeah.
We are performing above is a big W.
Yes,
so
that's right. Yeah, big W, that's right.
Fantastic.
It is called Different Now. And it is on in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. I heard of them.
They're
going to be.
Yeah, they're really hot.
Big.
Well, Becky and Monique, thank you both for being here. And David O'Doherty, congratulations on 6 out of 10.
Thank you very much.
Incredible.
If I could do a few plugs.
Yes.
If you're looking to see something, Backstreet Boys are playing at the Arthur Ashe Tennis Center. And
in New York,
Adele's new album is out as well. And she is a little lady with a big voice. It's
we both like her then.
Yeah.
Little lady with a big voice.
Oh yeah.
It's perfect.
Finally common ground.
Yeah. Well, in addition to Adele, I believe you're touring the country of Australia at the moment.
Yes. Sydney, Brisbane, and Perath. I don't know how to say those ones.
Yeah.
Look out for the big building when you get to
the 108 Arise Australia.
That's it for Wax Quizzical. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.